It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Well, did you see that incredible sunset the other day? Don't worry if you didn't, because it turns out it wasn't really what it seemed. Much of it was an optical illusion. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're taking a little break from forecasting this week, and we're going to dive in and learn more about how the atmosphere plays tricks on our eyes. It can bend the light, causing us to see things that aren't there anymore, like the sun. These are called mirages. Cliff, what made you want to get into this? We see a lot of these mirages in summer, right?
That's right, Bellamy. And in fact, people are asking me about them all the time. The number one mirage that people talk to me about is the water on the road mirage. And this is something I'm sure you've noticed. On a warm summer day, you're driving, and you see water on the road. Which seems kind of strange, and by the time you get there, the water's gone. That's the famous water-on-the-road mirage, and that is what we call an inferior mirage, and I'll tell you why in a second. What happens is the ground is very warm because you're getting the sun on it, and that warms the air, and so you have this warm air, which is less dense near the surface, and cooler, more dense air above. Well, that acts as a lens to light. And so light from the sky, which is generally blue on a nice summer day, that blue light is then bent as it approaches the ground and bent up to your eyes. So you look down at the road and you think, I'm seeing the road. And you're used to thinking if you see something straight ahead, it's straight ahead. But your eyes are lying to you because that light actually started in the sky and was bent down and then up to your eyes. So this is an inferior mirage because something that is higher is made to look lower. So the sky is now made to look like it's on the ground. So that's probably the most famous mirage that we see on many warm summer days.
So that's an inferior mirage. What about the superior mirage? It's the opposite, right? It's when things get lifted up.
That's right. Superior is not better. But in this case, things look higher than they should be. There's many examples of that, and they're associated with having a dense air near the surface, generally cold dense air near the surface, and less dense air aloft. That tends to bend the light the opposite way. This is something you see frequently when you take a ferry ride across Puget Sound. You have the cold water of Puget Sound that's giving that dense layer, and that tends to make things rise. So if you look at the opposite side of the sound, sometimes the cliffs look like they're mountains. Sometimes a boat or a ferry boat on the other side of the sound is lifted up into the sky in a strange way, sometimes even inverted. That's an example of a superior mirage from something more dense. The air's more dense near the surface, less dense aloft.
That is weird stuff, and you can Google and find lots of pictures of this. But what about the sunset?
Well, the sunset is another example of a superior mirage. In this case, the light is going through the atmosphere. The atmosphere is denser near the surface and it is higher up. And so that tends to bend the light in such a way that things look higher than they really are. So here's the weird thing. When you see a sunset, the sun is just setting. The sun is already set. Physically, it's already set. But what's happened is the light from the sun, which is actually below the horizon, has been bent up and makes it look like it's higher than it actually is. So it's really strange, but the sun is already set when you see it setting. And this is also true of stars. Stars, especially near the horizon, are actually lower down in reality than what you see with the naked eye.
So you're seeing things that actually aren't there anymore.
Well, they're in a different position. I mean, the sun's there and the stars are there, but they are not where you think they are.
Things are just not as they seem all the time.
That's right.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.